AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. He transformed how black people were portrayed in movies.
They call me Mr. Tibbs.
Sidney Poitier has died. He was the first black actor to win an Oscar in 1964's Lilies in the Field. In 2002, Poitier won an Oscar for Lifetime Achievement.
Before me, there was no one. And if you came to this venue tonight and saw the array of minority actors headed by some rather extraordinary people, you would know that there has been change.
Sidney Poitier died in the Bahamas. He was 94. 199,000 jobs were added last month, a weaker than expected showing. President Biden pointed to a drop in the unemployment rate. He says the focus is to continue the pandemic-related economic recovery.
But even as jobs and families' incomes have recovered, families are still feeling the pinch of prices and cost. So we're taking that on as well. And the way to do that is not to step back from the economic progress we made, but to build on it.
Three white men convicted of murder in the deadly chase and shooting of Ahmaud Arbery are back in court for sentencing. A Georgia jury in November found father and son Greg and Travis McMichael and their neighbor William Roddy Bryan guilty of murder and other crimes. This is prosecutor Linda Donikoski.
A human being did unlawfully, with malice aforethought, caused the death of Ahmaud Arbery, a human being, by unlawfully chasing him through the public roadways of the Satilla Shores neighborhood in pickup trucks and shooting him with a shotgun.
The Superior Court judge has limited options because murder carries a mandatory life sentence in Georgia. The judge's main decision will be whether to deny the defendants any chance for parole. Wall Street, not much movement either way. The Dow is higher. This is AP News. A growing number of schools are going back to online learning.
Most school districts appear to be returning to in-person learning, but other large school systems, including those in Newark, New Jersey, Milwaukee, and Cleveland, have gone back to remote learning as infections skyrocket and sideline staff members. Dozens of smaller districts have followed, including many around Detroit, Chicago, and Washington. President Biden, who campaigned on a promise to reopen classrooms, is pressing schools to remain open. With vaccines and regular virus testing, his administration has said there's no reason to keep schools closed. But in some districts, testing supplies are scarce, and many districts have low vaccination rates. I'm Rita Foley.
The tallest mountain in the Galapagos Islands, Wolf Volcano, is erupting, spewing lava down its flanks and clouds of ash over the Pacific Ocean. There was no immediate danger to populated areas. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.